Today we're going to talk about the temptation troll. Let's face it, one of the biggest challenges of maintaining your new behaviors is temptations from other foods that you used to eat. Now, usually what people do is they try and deal with these with conscious willpower, and they try and ignore them. But as we found out, ignoring something doesn't usually work. And saying, no, I'm not going to eat that food, just causes us to think about that food. So what we're going to do today is use kind of a visualization in order to communicate with our unconscious mind and give us a new way to deal with temptations that's a lot more fun. Now, the temptation troll can be male or female, doesn't matter. It's just this unconscious imagination creature that you're going to use to personify temptations that you feel. And it's going to give us a new way again to deal with it instead of just trying to ignore or stop it. So I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out, relax your body, relax your mind, let your eyes and your face muscles relax completely. And in your mind, I want you to think about times when you've been tempted to eat a certain food. If you can think of a specific situation, that would be great. If not, just make one up, one that you've had in the past or that you have experience with. And I want you to imagine that temptation for whatever food it may be. And I want you to notice how you experience that temptation. Is it a whispering in your mind reminding you of that food? Is it a sensation in your body bringing your attention to it? And what we're going to do is imagine at this point that that temptation is a little troll. And this little troll is trying to control you. But you're taking back control today. Because today, you're going to learn how to get rid of the temptation troll. And it's not by ignoring it. It's by dealing with it head on. I want you to imagine this troll. What does it look like? What does it talk like? I want you to hear this troll. I want you to see this troll. And now what I want you to do is to have the power to deal with this troll any way that you would like to. You can put it in a soundproof room. You can shoot it with a disappearing ray gun. You can shoot it with a transformation gun so that you turn this troll into a little bunny that can't speak and just hops around eating grass and carrots. You can do anything you want to this troll, but you have to do something to it. You can't ignore it. You can do something violent with it if you want. You can do something funny to it if you want. You can change its voice so that it talks like it just took a bunch of helium into its lungs. And it has a high, real high-pitched voice. You can look at this troll and dress it up so that it has a clown outfit on with clown wig on, clown nose and clown shoes. Does that cause you to feel different about this troll? It's up to you because you have the power. What you didn't realize until now is that you are in control of this troll. And I want you to notice when you hear some temptation, just imagine some temptation coming into your mind. And I want you to notice that the temptation is coming from this troll. And I want you to practice whatever method you want to use on this troll to get it in line. What do you want to do with it? You could tie 1,000 balloons to its arm and watch it float off into space and disappear. You could do anything you want to this troll because you are the one who's in control. So from now on, when you feel a temptation for something that you don't want to have, you're not going to run away from it. You're not going to hide anymore. You're going to deal with this troll head on. So take some time and think of some other ways that you want to deal with this troll until you get one that feels really good. And then the next time you have a temptation and you find this troll sneaking around you, you use that method on them. Have fun with this. Have a great day. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels, and I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.